You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We touched on this last week, but I have to revisit it because this pitcher's home run derby thing is not going away. And in fact, it's gaining a little steam, and I'm feeling uncomfortable with the whole thing. So I'm going to ask my good friend, Chris Haff, who covers the Giants for MLB.com. I am Allison Footer. And Chris, so we just decided together last week that Madison Bumgarner participating in a home run derby would be like a ridiculous decision. And we kind of put it to bed right there. And now I'm hearing that they might want to like have a special home run derby just for pitchers. And all these guys are trying to hop on board with this. So has this changed your mind at all? It's not changing my mind at all. Has this changed your mind at all about what kind of idea this might be, good or bad?
It hasn't really changed my mind. If anything, now I'm thinking it's just being a little bit excessive. You know, the pitcher's home run derby, I mean, what's the point? The point of Madison participating in the hitter's home run derby was, you know, the novelty of it. And, you know, him taking on the hitters, I mean, what a great thing. But even though, it is an injury risk. However, with the pitchers, I mean, what's the big deal? It'll be, you know, it really won't be just like glamorized pitcher's batting practice, which is about as much fun as watching paint dry, usually. So, you know, this has taken on a life of its own, and I think even though it's not that big a deal, it's not for the good either. I mean, you just kind of wish that none of this had ever. Now it's getting to be almost, again, like I said, taking on a life of its own and getting too big.
Yeah, I think there's another point that I feel like needs to be made, and that's that this thing is taking place at Petco Park. And while I understand that it has become a little, it plays a little bit more fair than it did when they first opened it, it is still not a hitter's haven. So when they call it a pitcher's park, that does not mean that pitchers are going to have a good time hitting home runs there. So not only do I think it's ridiculous that pitchers would put themselves at risk by taking all of those swings for an exhibition, I also think it could be a total disaster because while these guys are, as they say, country strong, when it comes to trying to hit them out of Petco, that might be a little bit more challenging.
You raise a really good point, and let's go back to the home run derby they had in my fine home ballpark. It is a fine home ballpark, AT&T Park, and not a whole heck of a lot of home runs were hit there, as I remember. in that home run derby, and it'll be, as you said, as you indicated, I mean, I'm almost sure it will come to pass. Once they bring in some juiced up baseballs, we'll have much the same thing at Petco. There just won't be a lot of home runs hit.
No, yeah, we were sitting at the Reds ballpark, Great American ballpark, last year watching the derby, and it was really fun. Todd Frazier was obviously having the time of his life. The crowd was into it, and I just remember thinking, like, this could not happen next year. Like, this could be a little problematic. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, that's why I'm glad that I'm not one of his top decision makers who gets to sit around and decide on these things. And I just
right.
And it's much more fun. So let's move on to the actual Giants and their phenomenally good team, even without some key players. They just took 2-3 from the Dodgers and swept the Brewers. We can't predict what's going to happen. I mean, there's rumors swirling about who they might obtain in order to compensate for the loss of Pence. But I guess they can keep delaying that a little bit, right, as long as they keep winning? I mean, is that having any effect on what they might do roster-wise?
As long as they maintain this kind of lead, they don't have to do anything right away, although I continue to believe that they will not wait until the July 31st trade deadline to act, as they usually do. They will probably do something maybe 10 days, 2 weeks beforehand. Brian Sabian is a general manager. Even though he's not the general manager in title, he still calls the shots. Brian Sabian has always been a guy who gets what he wants and acts decisively. One thing I do know, though, is they don't want to give up their top prospects. Christian Arroyo, the shortstop, who's at AA, and Tyler Beatty, top pitcher at AA, but who knows? You know, it depends on how much they, whether they sniff a World Series at that point. They might be coaxing or doing something radical.
Yeah, it'll be interesting just to see because it's. I mean, you can't really count out the Dodgers ever. I still don't think they're much of a threat, but we'll see if that goes on. So the last thing I want to ask you about is Matt Cain. We talk about him a lot, probably for reasons that he would not want us talking about him, but he's back on the DL. I guess it's not as alarming because it's a hamstring injury. It has nothing to do with his arm or his elbow, but he had to go back on the DL right after he came off. And so I guess he kind of felt it in the one start that he made against the Brewers that, quite frankly, was very ineffective. Is that when this kind of popped up?
Yeah, well, see, I think this time they're always pretty careful, Allison, about when to bring guys back. That's why this is kind of surprising. I think they'll wait until until past the time he's ready this time to bring him back. The thing that makes you, if you're a Giants fan, the thing you have to be nervous about is once you hurt a hamstring, it's just vulnerable. I think for the rest of your athletic career. And so, this is the kind of thing that keeps on coming back. That's what they're going to have to watch out for.
Okay, interesting stuff. Thank you so much, Chris. Catch up with you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.